You're welcome back to This Week, and we will have more on those US airstrikes and their consequences a little later on in the programme. But I now want to turn to a domestic story. And this week, the trade union force had detailed a number of serious incidents suffered by members who work in the Oberstown Children Detention Centre in Dublin. One member was left with what were described as life-changing injuries after their face was slashed by a resident at the centre. A total of 10 staff have sustained injuries across three violent incidents since June the 8th. Forsa says the environment at Oberstown is becoming more and more unsafe, and it blames too few staff on shift and a staff retention problem. Oberstown is the country's national facility for the detention, care and education of young people under the age of 18 who are referred by the courts on detention or on remand pending trial. It has a capacity for 40 girls. It has a capacity for 40 boys and 6 girls. We're joined now by Kuli Yasuma, who's the chair of the Board of Management of the Oberstown Detention Campus. And thank you very much indeed for joining us on This Week.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mary.
It's very worrying to read and hear that staff members are being attacked in the course of their work, that one has suffered what's been described as a life-altering facial injury. So what can you tell us about these events and what happened in Oberstown in the last couple of weeks?
Obviously, I can't speak too much about detailed incidents. But we've had what I would describe, and the management and everyone in Oberstown would describe as two very serious events where staff were hurt and required medical interventions outside of the campus. The one where you're describing about life-changing incidents, we've yet to have confirmation the extent and sustainability of those injuries because that member of staff continues to be assessed. But I absolutely want to share everybody's concern and make it quite clear that any form of aggression or violence to our staff is unacceptable to management and to the board of Oberstown, and we will do everything we can to prevent such incidents happening again.
That member had his or her face slashed?
He had his face hurt, yes.
Was it slashed with a knife?
That's unclear how that happened. We're currently in the post-incident examination, so these are processes, you'll understand, Mary, that need to be gone through to completely understand. That member of staff is off sick at the moment, as you would appreciate.
Yeah, and appreciate as well that this can have life-altering mental and physical repercussions.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Management and his colleagues remain in contact with him. Of course, when you're hurt in that way, of course it can be very traumatizing, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that he receives all the care and treatment that he needs.
You have capacity at Oberstown for 40 boys and 6 girls. Is the centre at or near capacity?
For boys, yes, it is. That has an impact on how many girls we can take. But today we only have one bed available. That's the first time in a while where we've had a bed available in the last 6 months. So yes, we have been full with our boys. And on the occasion when we have to care for a girl, that does put considerable pressure on us. And I am so proud of the way that the staff have responded to the pressures of numbers and of the high numbers. And also, Mary, some of the really high needs that the young people present with, again, they work tirelessly to respond to and to care for those young people in the best way possible.
I'm sure they do. And I'm sure if you work in Oberstown, you go to work to make a difference.
You do.
Go to work to sustain injuries that can affect your life and your family life. Do you have a staffing problem?
I'm glad you've asked me that question because we do have less staff than we need. That's absolutely right, and that has been the case since the pandemic, and not unusual for organisations who provide this sort of service and rely on social care staff. So we probably could do with another 20 to 30 residential care staff. There has been in the media has been an issue with the number of new staff we've taken on since the beginning of January and how many have left. And the figures that I have, the official figures from Opus Town are that between January of this year and June this month, 16 care staff were recruited across day and evenings, and only one, and night, sorry, and only one has left. These are the figures that we have.
So you say 16 recruited between January and May June and June, and only one has left. Niall Shanahan on Morning Ireland from the trade union Forsa last Friday, he said of 10 new staff recruited this year, only two remain on the campus.
I don't know where those figures have come from. When I saw that in the media on Friday, I immediately contacted the director of Opus Town and asked for the official statistics that they have around our what we call our starters and our leavers. So over the last year, we've had 25 care staff start, three leave. And if you distill that to the last 6 months, it's those figures I've just given you, 16 new staff recruited and one has left.
Niall Shanahan, again, insists that these numbers are his numbers and these numbers are correct and he's doubling down on them. Maybe the two of you need to talk and clarify where the staff are.
I'm not sure. Well, we are in constant communication with Opus Town. I'm not sure that Niall has visited the campus. I don't know where my figures, I have been assured by the senior team in Opus Town that the figures I'm sharing with you today are accurate. Of course, we're happy to share the detail, the detail of these figures to colleagues in Forsa. Of course, we are. We're a government body. We are transparent. But I have been assured that the figures I have just given you are correct.
Okay. Well, we're not going to be able to resolve that particular issue now today. But you can tell me, I'm sure, what's the ratio of staff to residents?
So, that's a little bit complicated because we have about 250 staff employed. We try to have across the campus. So, it's not just care staff. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week operation. So, and it's a 60-acre campus. So a lot of our staff do a lot of different things. We don't have, you have to have five staff on shift at any given time, but that's the sort of rule of the sort of guide that we like to use. We try to have five staff on shift.
On shift for a capacity of 40 plus six.
No, per unit.
And how many are in a unit?
Up to eight young people.
So
now, let me just qualify that. So don't forget the young people at school, most of the young people at school during the day. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, and in the evenings they have activities and that's additional staff. So they go to school where the school are staffed by different staff. Activities are staffed by different staff.
But you're talking
that's a sort of guide, but sometimes a young person is very vulnerable, their behaviours are high risk and they will need more staff and we try to accommodate that.
So just to be clear then, you say it's 5 to 8, it can be more than that. Is it often less than that?
It can be more, it can be less. It can be less.
And is it often less than that because staff are not there, they're off work because they've been attacked, or there's always holidays, naturally enough, and illness?
It can be less for all those reasons.
How much less? Is there a minimum?
Mary, I need to be able to answer the question. It can be less for the reasons you've already described. It also can be less because the young people aren't on the unit, so they're doing other things. So these are some of the reasons it can be less. Sometimes the minimum is decided on a case-by-case basis by the managers on the ground, and I'm generally informed if anything like that happens through the director. It's really difficult when you're working with children who have different needs that we're able to flex how we manage that service. How often we don't often go under acceptable levels, but that's a conversation we're constantly having, including with our union.
There are many questions surrounding the facility and how it operates and so on. But let me finish with this question to you, because there was a situation recently of two teenagers before the courts.
Yeah.
There was no place for them. It led to the judge in question that day, Brendan Toole, highlighting the lack of room in Oberstown, which he said wasn't just a one-off, that it's a constant problem for the courts. Now, you only have your 46 beds, your your various units. Is there a need for another Oberstown in this country, or do we need alternatives?
I think that question's a difficult one to answer, and we need to. It is right to say we've been full, and we're not able to accept more than the numbers we have. I think the judges are saying that there may be an issue with the options they have available to them with regards to particularly bail support for making sure there's universal coverage across the state, but also for alternatives to custody. Judges need to have the full remit of services available to support young people. Custody should be a last resort. So I think before a decision is made to either extend our numbers or build another one, which is an incredibly expensive resource, Mary, but we need to be confident that we've got the right community supports that make sure that go some of the way to stopping young people offending and also keeps the community safe.
Kuli Yasuma, Chair of the Board of Management of the Oberstown Detention Campus, thank you very much.